But don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Aloha, Kaminas, and welcome to another Bob and Ray show.
What does that mean, Bob? Aloha, Kaminas.
Old tigers.
How about Hollies? Hollies. I think I'm a Holly, aren't I?
You're a Connie.
I am?
Are you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Connie and Wahinis?
Really?
Sure.
Well, I mean, Hollies are the folks that come from the States.
From
the continent.
That's the mainland.
Yeah, the mainland. Yeah. Well,
we here in the islands just refer to them as...
We had a wonderful time last time we were in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
which was last March, February and March.
It's almost time for us to go again.
It really is. Out to the beautiful hotel there in Waikiki, Diamond Head, and...
Holly Pass.
And all those luau's that we attended.
Mm-hmm.
The poi...
Yes, sir.
And the, what was that fish we had there, Bob? Salmon or?
Raw salmon.
Raw salmon, that's
mm-hmm.
right. Great.
We went out beyond the reef in the outriggers.
And who's our singing friend there?
Ray Kinney.
Ray Kinney.
Sure.
He went out beyond the reef almost every night.
He's a real Kamina.
Yes, sir.
One. Well, it's the day before Halloween, isn't it? And the cast is all dressed in their gay annual Halloween costumes.
Three.
What's that?
Trick or treat.
It's a little bit early for that, sir. That mask over your face belies your identity. Who are you, please?
Trick or treat.
Sure, but that's...
Do you have a wallet?
Well, yeah, I have one. Right
that's
here.
A nice treat, hasn't it? Over.
There you are. This is
thank
the first time I've ever seen trick or treat play. Trick
how about
treat.
You, buddy? No, sir, I don't carry any money, ever. I never carry more than $50 on my person. And tonight...
Well, no, he hasn't got 50 cents.
No, I don't even have that much tonight. Okay, if that's the way you want it, buddy, you're going to get a trick.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Hey,
come back here. He can't come into a studio and...
He's gone, Ray.
Well, he can't come into a studio and hit a performer like that. Well,
I don't think he can. Let me help you up there.
Oh.
Hey,
had the suit back from the cleaners.
Had a mean right, didn't he?
Mm.
Come on, sit down here, old Kamina, and what's the first feature today?
Wally Ballou is, what do they call street in Hawaii? He's out on one of those streets here in town with what we assume to be an interesting interview. So Wally Ballou and his engineer are standing by now. Come in, please.
Testing interview. This is Radio's Wally Ballou, and we're at the corner of a busy intersection here in downtown Manhattan. I'd like to stop a passerby. There's a gentleman riding up here now, and he's in a coach.
Oh, oh.
He's telling the white mice to stop the coach. And he is going to get out of the pumpkin now, I think. Sir,
yes?
You come over and talk on the radio with us?
I'd be more than happy to do that.
I picked you out from the other people because you were riding in this unusual vehicle.
Yes, sir?
Can you keep those mice a little bit quieter?
Quiet down, fellas.
How many do you have there?
100 white mice.
Uh-huh. And what is that? What would that be, 100 mouse power? What would that be in horsepower?
Well, I have no idea. I know that these 100 white mice can, once we get rolling, we can move along about 10 to 12 miles an hour.
So you can cover quite a bit of ground in this, what looks to be a pumpkin.
Well,
it's the biggest one I've ever seen.
It's a big pumpkin that that I bought at a fair.
Uh-huh.
It was a prize pumpkin that was on display there. And, I hollowed it out and took all the pumpkin seeds out and everything and put a door on it, and I ride in there.
A little chair in there to sit down in.
That's right. That chair is real wood, though.
Uh-huh.
It's not made out of pumpkin.
What are you doing here in New York? You on your vacation or here on business?
Here to buy a gingerbread house.
Uh-huh. And then you'll be going back home, I suppose.
Yes.
And hope you've been having a good time while you were here. Have you ever talked on the radio before?
No, I never have, sir. This is very unusual for me to talk on the radio, but I suppose you radio people, when you see a fella on a pumpkin coast being pulled by 100 mice, figure that he has to be put right on the radio.
Well, it's kind of outstanding. Do you always wear those little shoes with the bells on the toes and turn up like that?
Yes, whenever I'm in the pumpkin.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll be leaving, You'll be leaving shortly to go back home, I presume. And what do you do for a living?
Ah, the coach is all ruined.
It did kind of...
See, it was old. I had the pumpkin for about a month, and...
Oh, they don't keep that long.
It was getting soft and gamey anyway, but now I'll never be able to get home.
Well, good luck on your trip back anyway, and... Hope that you don't hit any bad bumps in the road or the pumpkin might fall into a great many pieces.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you make a pie out of it?
I'd like to give you a fat lip.
This is Radio's Wally Ballou at a busy intersection here in downtown New York, returning it to our studios.
I don't know whether that was real or not. Sometimes it's hard for me to figure out whether Ballou is purposely bringing on make-believe things, or...
Maybe when he doesn't have anything to talk about, he makes it up.
Could be.
How are you going to tell him?
I don't know.
Right now, let's take a moment for a preview of those fine mystery and adventure dramas on CBS Radio this Sunday.
Well, first, there's yours truly, Johnny Dollar. In a case that involves a redhead, a shaggy dog, and a tongue-tied parrot. It's the case Johnny calls the Murdered Mugwump Matter.
Then Suspense brings you the electrifying tale entitled 115 Volts AC and DC, starring the late Captain Marvel.
Also in the package, you'll find Paladin, whose famous card reads, "Have gun, will travel." Sunday, he rides to the aid of a grizzled recluse, who promptly puts a slug through him.
Not to mention Gunsmoke, whose celebrated U.S. Marshal Dillon will be taking a breather. Next Sunday's Gunsmoke will be devoted entirely to a smooching session between the good marshal and Dodge City Kitty.
Hey, hey, remember, all four of these top mystery and adventure dramas will be coming your way Sunday on CBS Radio, so be sure to be listening.
I think, once again, the program department is pulling our leg, you know. I've heard a lot of synopses in my time, but that sounds pretty peculiar.
You may have a point there, Bob. Guess we'll just have to listen come Sunday.
Well, I think you have a point there, too.
Where?
And now, here is... Natalie attired, it being Friday and tomorrow being football day, and her accompanist Eddie.
Hello, everybody. Hiya, fans across the nation.
Well, you're getting right into the spirit of sports, Nat.
Sure.
And has the mail still been coming in with requests for you to say college
songs?
Yes, song?
And inasmuch as the season will be running out on us soon, I thought I better double up and do two.
Do two again,
yes,
huh?
Yes, because we don't want to disappoint some of the people. And we have some wonderful songs to say this week.
Good. This will be a double treat, then.
Well, let me get out the mail here. All right, Eddie, stop it. Pay attention.
Sorry.
Just don't be diddling over there with that drum. Wait till we give you the signal, please.
Okay.
Makes too much noise. We have one, Bob, from Northwestern.
Yeah?
And one in from Syracuse.
Excuse me.
Oh.
One from Northwestern and one from Syracuse, huh? Is that what you've got?
I don't know as I'll say any, Eddie. He just upsets me so, honestly. I ask him, please, to be quiet.
Mr. Goulding, please.
Right here.
This is toupee. You wanted it back.
My what?
Your toupee.
That's not mine.
It's all gray
and everything.
It's got your name on it.
Well, that somebody's pulling a joke. No, I don't think it's mine.
All right, I'll leave it downstairs.
Do you want to say the songs now so we can...
Gracie Allen's.
Get them out of the way?
All right, Natalie, you all set to go up there?
Yep, I'm okay. Ready.
He didn't ask you, Eddie. He asked me. I'll say that. Ask me again,
ready,
Ray.
Right?
Are you all set to go up there, Natalie?
Yes. All right. Hit it, Eddie.
All right.
Well, hit it, honestly. Oh, my word. Go, you Northwestern. Break right through that line. With our colors flying, we will cheer you all the time. You, rah, rah. Go, you Northwestern. Fight for victory. Spread far the fame of our fair name. Go, Northwestern. Win that game.
Good.
Now to segue into Syracuse. Where the Vale of Onondaga meets the evening sky, proudly stands our alma mater on her hilltop high. Flag we love, orange, float for a old Syracuse or thee. May thy sons be leal and loyal to thy memory. So long, me doodle-doo.
Well, that's it. Hey, I had a good idea. All right, Eddie.
Oh, dry out there.
I had a good idea while you're doing that. Why don't you, at the end of this season, come out with an album of college songs, says?
No.
No?
All right.
That would be a good idea.
No, not at all.
You didn't sell a lot of them to colleges.
Not one iota. No.
Well, all right.
Well, forget it. All right, sorry, business.
Mm. Touchy.
Boy. No suggestions to Miss Tired. Say, if there's one thing I can't stand...
It's dandruff, right?
Well, now, who's talking about dandruff?
Well, if you'd like to get rid of unsightly dandruff in just 3 minutes, there's some good information here.
Okay.
Even if you've had embarrassing dandruff for years, you can get rid of it now in 3 minutes. That's all it takes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Yes, unsightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes with Fitch. Quickest, easiest of all leading shampoos. And what's more... Using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. Just apply in the unique Fitch manner before you wet hair. Rub in 1 minute. This way, Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp. Next, add water. Lather 1 minute to wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. And then, rinse 1 minute. All that loosened dandruff goes down the drain. In 3 minutes with Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, one rinsing, and dandruff's gone. At the same time, gentle Fitch can leave your hair up to 35% brighter. To get rid of dandruff problems forever, brighten hair too, use Fitch regularly. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today, only 59 cents.
Thank you, my announcer. Well, now, friends, we have the famous ceremonies coming up now. That is the Friday ceremonies of locking the studio doors. So, I think the microphone is... all set up out there in the hall.
And I think it'd be very nice if you left our microphones on so we could describe this ceremony as it takes place.
Okay, Bob, I will.
Thanks very much.
You can hear now the attendants or guards here at CBS Radio coming down the hall. And he hit one of the announcers.
It was an elevator operator that hit him.
He was.
All at full attention. Is that out of hand? I think so. He's refusing to give the key. He's making the guard rather angry.
He still hasn't handed over the keys. This, I think, is the first time it's happened. I don't know.
You think they may not be able to...
Oh,
he hit him again.
He hit out the
key.
Okay, fine. Wonderful. Well, they're all passed off there now.
Studios are locked till Monday.
And we'll have Mary Magoon with some dietary advice for you in just 10 seconds. Okay, Mary?
Yes, an army travels on its stomach.
And until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Fans, the Gridiron is the scene of action for the KNX direct on-the-spot broadcast of all the SC games this year. This is Chick Hearn inviting you to hear our Word's Eye View.